There is a lot of aggravating aspects about being stuck in traffic, and wasting gas is certainly one of them. The desire for better fuel efficiency is, pun intended, fueling a hybrid and electric vehicle boom around the country. Out this morning is U.S. News & World Report's list of best new hybrid and electric cars. And joining us live now, managing editor for Autos, Alex Quanten.
Good morning, Alex. So the award winners here, they're not necessarily the brands that I think a lot of us think of when it comes to EV and hybrid tech. What can you tell us about them?
Thanks, John. We have a bunch of new winners. We have the Hyundai Ioniq 5 as our best electric SUV and the Hyundai Ioniq 6 as our best electric car. Both of them are really good vehicles. And, you know, we have researched over 115 affordable and luxury hybrid, plug-in, and electric cars across SUVs, trucks, cars, the whole spectrum. And, you know, it's not just an opinion piece. Our rankings are data-driven, but the vehicles have to be sort of more than just about pure efficiency. They have to be good vehicles, and both of those vehicles are real standouts in terms of space, efficiency, style, features, offerings, safety. They both get really great scores in all those areas, and that makes them really good all-around choices that just happen to be extremely efficient. So the Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets up to 318 miles of range, and the Ioniq 6, which is a sedan, gets up to 342. They're really standout stars. And we also have another Hyundai on the list, the Tucson Hybrid, which is, you know, a compact SUV with a huge back seat and a lot of room inside. And most of the versions get 35 miles per gallon, which is quite a bit better than just a pure gas SUV. The last time I was in one, I actually got 42 miles per gallon out of it, which I think your mileage may vary, but we are looking to save people money and provide people with good choices.
Well, speaking of money, cost has long been a barrier for many people who want to move from a gas-powered car to a hybrid or electric. Is quality also affordable now?
You know, increasingly it is. Usually the more you produce something, the better the economies of scale and the lower the price gets. I will say that electric cars still don't have the production cost viability of gas cars, just pure gas cars, but they are coming down. And we are starting to see some new entries that are approaching, you know, the sort of mid $30,000 level. And there are a few new entries that didn't make the winner's list here, but which are sort of more affordable vehicles. Hyundai also offers the Kona EV, which is a nice electric compact SUV. And there's also the Chevy Equinox EV. Both of them start in the low 30s, which is a much more affordable entry price than some of the EVs we had just a few years ago, where basically everything was over $40,000.